Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palka reporting. Zimbabwe president reportedly under house arrest.
As PRC, we stand on the firm foundation that Zimbabwe should be a land of equal opportunities.
Former Vice President Joyce Muhuru, as calm prevails in Zimbabwe despite the uncertainty facing the country after a bloodless coup removed President Robert Mugabe from office.
We note the current political developments in our country. We are, however, heartened by the assurances given during these present political developments that condemns violence and encourages peace.
Mugabe was placed under house arrest on Tuesday by military forces as they seized control of the southern African country in a swift and bloodless operation. Various reports say Mugabe's former vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai have both returned from their self-imposed exiles to take part in the new government. Zimbabwe making news elsewhere today. The Trump administration is preparing to allow hunters to import the remains of elephants that they kill in South African nations of Zambia and Zimbabwe. The decision reverses a ban imposed in 2014 by the Obama administration. The reason? In a statement issued Wednesday, a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it is reversing the Obama-era ban because it believes hunting these species would bring much-needed revenue back into conservation and spur local communities toward conservation efforts. African elephants have been listed as threatened under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. This